What do you call those little metal things that you put around those pieces of paper to hold them together?
A gem clip. I almost don't call them paper clips.
I used to say gem clip, and now I say paper clip. They're the same thing.
They're the same thing.
I'm always glad to hear people say gem clip. Brings back memories. Mm-hmm. Where do you keep the spare tire in your car?
In the trunk.
Did you ever hear another term for trunk?
In the trunk. I don't think so.
Not the cooter hole.
No.
Honest to goodness, people have said that. Not very many people, but they have. And then the thing that you push to make the car go faster is the...
Accelerator.
Mm-hmm. And how do you shift gears if you do not have automatic?
Mm-hmm. With the gear shift.
Does it make a difference whether it's in the floor or on the steering wheel?
No.
Still call it gear shift?
It's still gear shift.
If you have one on the floor and you're describing it, you might say it's four?
Four.
Do you say four in the floor or four on the floor?
Four. I believe it's in the floor.
I think that's running about half and half in these interviews.
Uh-huh. Because at one time that was an expression, stick in the floor. Because it's called a stick sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then if you're driving along in a parking lot, say, or an apartment complex, and they have those hump things that make you slow down, that's called a
breaker or speed breaker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what does the fire department use? What vehicle?
It uses a fire engine.
Okay. Is there a special name for the kind that just pumps water?
No, I think that's just called a pumper.
All right. And then the kind that has the ladder is called
It's just called a ladder. Or is it?
Hook and ladder?
A hook and ladder, yes. Hook and ladder.
What do you call the trucks that the fire department has, and I think the power company may have them, that have the boom and the bucket?
I don't know what that's called if it's not an emergency truck.
Do you know the term snorkel for a truck?
I know the term, but I think of the snorkel as being that boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the snorkel is the boom and not the truck.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you ever call that a cherry picker?
No.
Or a pea picker?
No.
Okay, I think that's all I know. Then, when you said emergency truck, what did you mean by that?
Because I think of them as using them for emergencies and reaching high places.
Well, what would you call it if a person, say, had a heart attack and the fire department sent out a little emergency vehicle?
I don't know what that truck is called, but they're general. I would think of them as paramedics.
Okay. And if the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he drive in?
He would drive a car.
What would you call it?
I don't know. We always just call it the fire chief.
Okay. And what do the police drive?
They drive cars.
What do you call them, though?
Police cars.
Look out, there's a...
Police car.
Any slang term for it?
No.
Okay. Let's see. How about the big thing that they would put several criminals in the back to lock them up? That's a...
We always call it patrol wagon.
Hmm. Anything else?
I know that slang, paddy wagon.
Yeah.
But we never called it that. We always called it patrol wagon.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the thing that news stations have and police have that flies, has a whirling blade, that's a...
Helicopter.
Yeah. Any other name for it?
That's a whirly bird, which is slang, or a chopper.
Yeah. What do you call the men who put out the fires?
Firemen.
Any slang term for them?
I don't think so.
How about a slang term for police?
Fuzz.
Yeah.
Cops.
Yeah.
Flatfoot.
Yeah, good.
Anything else?
Anything any worse?
Black,